As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back into on 8 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you as we roll through draft day. Shout out to Matt, who was the winner of the Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. So congratulations, Matt.
Hey, you, Matt.
The winner. Yeah, hey, Matt.
Good morning. You got free beef.
So your story with Deion Sanders to Kansas City?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Kurt Nelson, Royals historian, sent this last night, and he said, with the 2025 draft tonight, Shador Sanders, an intriguing story for the Royals. And it goes a little bit like this. Deion was a standout, obviously, at North Fort Myers High School, which was just 6 miles away from the Royals' original spring training home in Fort Myers. The Royals selected North Fort Myers High School senior Deion Lewin Sanders in the sixth round of the 1985 June player draft. So not only did the Royals draft John Elway, Dan Marino, they also drafted Deion Sanders as well in 1985. Royals scouting director Art Stewart said of Sanders, he was just 17 years old but had amazing tools. He had speed and power. He hit from the left side and could really fly. He ran a 3.94 to first, which for a 17-year-old is pretty fast. Deion was familiar with the Royals, met with them, but was torn because he also wanted to play football at Florida State. And we knew it would be difficult to get him. We knew he wanted to play football, but we were persistent. We kept at it. And when the draft came around, we thought he'd take a chance. In fact, the Royals' legendary scout thought if they had a deal done, that they would have Deion Sanders. Quote, "We had a verbal agreement over the phone, but our scout got there too late. Somehow, in the middle of the night, Florida State got him and signed him." And Art Stewart says, "I mean, we had him." Royals manager Dick Houser even had discussions with Deion, but told the young man he should do what he really wanted to do, which ended up being signing a letter of intent to play at Florida State. So the Royals could have had Deion Sanders, Dan Marino, and John Elway all on the same team. How different the sports world would have been if those guys kind of went the baseball route. And Deion really ultimately went the football route. I mean, he was fine in Major League Baseball, but nothing like he was in the NFL, you know, where he was an absolute game changer. Deion would go on to be college teammates with former Royals coach Pedro Grifol as well, who was part of that Florida State team. I think they won the national championship, if I'm not mistaken, in baseball. One of the years that Deion was down there at Florida State. So pretty cool story, man. But you look back at some of the Royals draft picks, they've had some really, really big time names. And Deion was a sixth round draft pick. It's too bad he didn't sign here in Kansas City.
Coach Prime.
Could have been the manager right about now, right? Could you imagine Deion being the manager of a baseball team? That'd be fun.
I like him better at football.
Yeah. Well, because that's what we're used to him as, you know?
Baseball. Just run fast. You'll beat it out. We're all not 4-2 guys, Deion. Deion ran a 4-4. It is the NFL draft. Again, friendly reminder, the Landing of Liberty tonight starting at 6 o'clock. Bink Unicero, they'll be here at 9. Alex Gold at 8:45 as well to give you some draft props if you want to bet on them. before you head over to the Missouri side at the Landing in Liberty. But $965 cash prize, Juwan Taylor autographed helmet. Every player you get right, you get a point. If you get the right player on the right team, you get three. Your sheet must be turned into Steven Inspector before the draft is officially started with the Tennessee Titans are now on the clock. So get that thing in there, and hopefully you get a chance to win some moolah. There's always fun stories after the draft. Like, there's always the who fell, who slid, who didn't go, right? Will Levis. He sat there at Union Station all night, only to lose a girlfriend to endorsement steals to Burger King. And then there are steals in the draft where we go back and you're like, holy smokes, everybody passed on DK Metcalf. Everybody passed on player A or whatever. There's always going to be that. Like, Trent McDuffie was considered a steal when Brett Veach moved up and got him. He was like, this guy should not have gone. Because we'll get this, right? Like, halfway through the season, they'll redo the 2025 draft in the way that it played out, right? Like, last year, it took them very quickly to put Daniels in front of Williams and be like, he should have been the number one overall pick. Rookie of the year, made sense, went to the NFC Championship game, all that. Who is your biggest steal in the NFL draft?
For the Chiefs, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, we're doing only Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is the biggest steal for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's, I mean, I don't think there's any other way to talk about that. I mean, what he's been able to accomplish, what he's been able to do, there's nobody else that has meant more and done more for this organization than what Patrick Mahomes has done for this organization. So in my opinion, I don't know if that's the easy answer. Some people may roll their eyes and want to say Trey Smith because he was a sixth-round draft pick, but the impact and everything, Patrick Mahomes hasn't just impacted the Chiefs. He's impacted the world. And I'll just say the world, as so I don't have to list everything that Patrick Mahomes has impacted, but he is by far at the 10th pick overall. Patrick Mahomes is the biggest steal for the Kansas City Chiefs in draft history.
Yeah, it feels like even if he was number one overall, we'd be getting
number
a steal.
One overall, like, still, like, you're right. You're 100% right on that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that. And I wouldn't argue that. If he's the number one pick, that's a steal. Because he's done so much more than anybody could have ever expected Patrick Mahomes to do.
And that's just on the field. And then off the field, great guy, and he's done a million great
that's
things
what I'm
for
saying.
The city.
He's impacted the world.
Yeah, he really has. No, you're right. He has.
He owns teams. He's getting stadiums built. He's a private jets lineup. Here, like, it's nobody's business. Like, at the 10th overall pick, trading up for Patrick Mahomes, he has been a steal for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, at first I was like, it's a first round pick, Bob. But then you talk about it, it's like, no, I mean, yeah.
Who's impacted the team and the city more than this guy?
No,
right?
Close.
I mean, it's everything that he's done, everything that this team does is based on Patrick Mahomes. Everything that they do is based on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, I could come up with three. I think you talk about what they've done for the city. Travis Kelce being a steal in the
Huge
third round.
Steal.
He was supposed to be a high pick, right?
Yep.
But then he had the pot stuff in Cincinnati.
He smoked a marijuana cigarette in college.
Mm-hmm. Smoked cannabis.
Yep. Then they praised him for smoking it in his car with going down, whatever it was. But the two others that I have are Trey Smith being a sixth round pick, and now he's going to be the highest paid guard in the NFL. Yeah. He's a future of your interior line. And whether you like him or not, Tyreek Hill was a steal.
No doubt. No doubt he was
a steal. Tyreek Hill in the fifth round. Obviously, allegations surround that from when he left Oklahoma State to go to
Western Alabama, or West Alabama, or Last Chance U,
something like that. But you got him in the fifth round, sparked a bunch of controversy when he got drafted. I was here that day. The phone lines were not pleasant. The text line was brutal. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, 4 months later, but he's chanting his name in the stadium when he returns a kick against the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great football player, and that's all I'll say about that.
Those are steals.
Yeah.
Justin Houston's a good one.
Justin Houston's a pretty good pick.
Third round.
Trent McDuffie is one. Also a first-round pick, but he was considered a steal.
Yeah, because he kept falling, and the Chiefs traded up and had that foresight to realize this is a first-round draft pick. We're going to trade up, and we're going to get this guy. I mean, Jamal Charles was a third-round draft pick. You could probably make the case for him kind of being a steal of that draft. I mean, you know, Derek Thomas, you can go back and say he was the one that really turned the franchise around with that pick by Carl Peterson to select Derek Thomas and make sure that he came in here and got right into the community and did all of that stuff that he needed to do to kind of get this organization back. Like, Derek Thomas was a big, big part of the turnaround of the Chiefs when Carl and Marty took over this thing, because it wasn't the quarterback back then. It was Derek Thomas. That was their guy. They built this entire organization around him. And Derek Thomas really was the perfect fit to turn this franchise around.
Am I wrong on this? Wasn't Justin Houston also weed related at Georgia?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, that's true. He dropped because of weed. And I remember when they picked him and Pioli didn't think it was that big a deal. And everybody's like, oh my God, this guy smoked marijuana. Yeah, now you're like, the guy didn't smoke weed. He's falling. We got to have a weed smoker. That guy doesn't know how to heal his own body. He's out.
What about Jamal Charles, a third round
pick? That's what I said. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jamal.
I think we mentioned Trey Smith. Yep. I think Isaiah Pacheco is a good one.
That's
I know
a good steal. Seventh round pick. Yeah.
One of your guys, not on the level of these, but Mike Dana in the fifth round.
Yeah.
I know it's not the level, but been a really solid player for this team.
Oh, he's
in the
been
fifth
great.
Round,
yeah.
That's tough to find.
He's been phenomenal.
I would love a Mike Dana in the fifth round this year.
One we're missing, Jerod Allen, fourth round pick. Mm-hmm. You said that one too, didn't you?
Jerod Allen?
Yeah. You can't have fun with a name anymore? We're getting all serious now, Dad?
No, it's fine. I didn't know if the text line texted in Jerod Allen.
No.
Remember that guy, Jerod Allen, that we had here? Yeah, I do. And he didn't want to have a contract. And he had some off-the-field stuff, too.
Yeah, some off-the-field stuff.
How long did his restaurant last? 5 seconds or six? I mean, like, that thing did not last at all.
What about Dante Hall in the fifth?
Yeah.
That's a steal, right? He was an impact player.
Yeah.
Won you some games.
Yeah.
I'm just going down all these lists of, like, anywhere after like the third round. Oh, wow. Turmeric Vanover is a name that just came up in the third round. That guy was a steal. I don't know if this is considered a steal because I was thinking about this name as well. Will Shields.
Steal.
Okay. Guard, third round. I know people are like, he's a guard and you don't steal.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, one of the best offensive linemen to ever play
the game.
And he's a third round steal. Pick.
So I was wondering about
that. Was the
Absolutely.
Other one.
Whoever says Will Shields isn't a steal in the third round, man.
I just wondered about the guard position. Can you consider a guard a steal?
I mean, we put Trey Smith in there, right? I mean, and Trey Smith and Will Shields play the exact same position and whatnot. And so, no, Will Shields is a definite steal. I mean, hell, I had Patrick Mahomes number 10 overall as a steal. It's all about what you contribute, you know?
True. I think if you go look at Will Shields' pro football reference page and all the accolades, it takes you like 10 minutes to read it.
Is it really that long?
It's insane.
Oh, wow.
Type in Will Shields, go to pro football reference where they have the little right side. Yeah. It's like 15-time All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, like all these awards. It's nuts when it comes to Will Shields.
He was a magical lineman, man. I mean,
like if he was in the military, his jacket would just be completely covered in awards on one side.
Right? Like, I get that reference. That looks good. I can see it, you know, because he should. I mean, like,
should have a Super Bowl.
When did, I know it sucks. When did he retire? I'm trying to think of the year that he retired.
You guess?
2008?
06.
Okay, so he retired in 2006. Here it is. I almost said a bad word.
20 years later.
Yeah. 20 years later, and we're still talking about the greatness of Will Shields, and he hasn't been on the field since the 06 season. That tells you how impactful. I mean, Derek Thomas has been gone for 25 years, and we're still talking about the greatness that was Derek Thomas. There's not many players in your organization, whatever team you root for, that 26 years later, 25 years later, 20 years later, after they played, especially in offensive linemen, like, man, that play by Will Shields. I can cite specific plays where I'm watching Will Shields run down the field and just, I mean, he was unbelievable. Yeah, so absolutely a steal. Absolutely. One of the great steals in NFL history is Will Shields.
Do you consider Chris Jones a steal?
Yes.
When was he? Third?
Second round. First pick of the second round.
Yeah, they didn't have a first pick in that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I'd still consider him a steal. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
He's the best at his position.
Yep.
What were you about to say before I interrupted you?
Never missed a game, only missed one start. Will Shields.
God.
the only start that he missed?
It was his...
The first game, his first NFL game, he did not start. And that's the only time he did not start. And never missed a game.
Never, 13 years.
He was the ultimate, like, he would go on the field and just be a nasty offensive line. And then get off the field and be the sweetest man ever. And still is to this day. Like, Will Shields, Hall of Fame person as well. Like, just a great, 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 great guy. He's the entire package, man. He's the whole package.
You know who Mitch Holthus comped? A player on the Chiefs roster, Will Shields? Trey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And now he might be the second guard in your history, unless you count Joe Tooney. But, I mean, Trey Smith will be here, what we think, with a contract for a lifetime of a career.
Right.
Will Shields.
Same thing.
And he's like, because you say that, nicest guy off the field, but he'll, because I remember when Mitch said that, he was like, Trey Smith, man, he'll rip your arms off and beat you to death with him after the game. He'll be like, hey, it's really nice to meet you. Nice.
No, Trey's the best. Today? Yeah.
Do you have orchids or tulips in your
scary.
Yard?
Right. Yeah. Trey's the best, but
oh, man.
I mean, very, very good comp to Will Shields.
No doubt.
Awesome on the field, even better off the field.